It's Saturday morning. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today I'm on the campus of a community college in the Santa Cruz area. I've come here for a very specific reason, and it is not to attend college classes. No, this community college has a farmers market in the parking area every Saturday. It has been here for years. As I recall, we have been coming to this farmers market for nearly 15 years. It features farmers from the area who bring organic products, organic produce, mostly fruits and vegetables. However, there are variations among the different farmers' stands. Some of these producers focus primarily on fruits and vegetables. Sometimes they specialize in only fruits. There are stands that sell nuts. There are some stands that sell meat, fresh meat. There are also some stands that offer baked goods. Some of the products sold here are intended to be eaten here. There is one stand that is a fishmonger. A fishmonger is someone who sells fresh fish. In this case, the fish is caught in the Pacific Ocean. They may have some fish that is flown in. Most of it appears to be fresh, but some of it may have been previously frozen. They have a lot of different kinds of fish, and what they sell varies from week to week. They don't always have the same fish each week. It depends very much on what's in season and what the fishermen are able to catch. This is a fairly busy farmers market, so this visit will be a learning experience for me. I don't usually make videos in crowded places, but I'm going to go into this farmers market and look around and see if I can show you some interesting things. So let's get started. This would probably be a good time to mention, if you have not yet subscribed to the Input English channel, please do so. It makes a big difference. So let's get going. I have parked in the upper parking lot, so I have to walk down a short sidewalk into the upper level of this farmer's market. The farmer's market is being held, as usual, in the parking building, more specifically on top of the parking building. Because of this, the farmers market has several different levels, and one must walk up and down short ramps to get between the levels. In this area, there are some stands that have fruit. A lot of fruit in this area. The stand to my left is mostly dedicated to apples. Across, there is some citrus. And then here we have something familiar. This blossom is something we saw in the last video when we visited the botanical garden. This is one of my favorite stands. They have a lot of different kinds of vegetables, and I'm gonna need to go in there and see what they have that I might buy for dinner. So this was a great victory. I got something I really like. So these are sunchokes. This is a sunchoke, otherwise called a Jerusalem artichoke. They're not related to artichokes. These are roots. These are tubers that grow underground. They're easy to grow, but I don't grow anything in the garden at the moment. Sunchokes are very high in certain nutrients that are very helpful to humans, but also they're incredibly delicious. I've often said that for me, sunchokes are what potatoes should have been. They contain a soluble fiber called inulin, and inulin is digested not by human enzymes, but by microbial enzymes. Inulin is broken down to short-chain fatty acids, which are very good as local anti-inflammatory agents for the lining of the digestive tract. And those same short-chain fatty acids provide nutrients for the cells lining the digestive tract. It's important to get enough soluble fiber in our diet, and this dish serves that purpose. But again, equally important, it is delicious. Then you might ask, how do I fix it? Well, first of all, one needs to clean the dirt off of them. I don't try to peel them. I just clean the dirt off with a vegetable brush and then roast them in the oven. I try to not add a bunch of oil. We're down on the second level from the top. Again, we have fruits and vegetables primarily. Here to my right, there is a large concern. It's a big farm that is here every week. They also provide produce for various stores in the area, like Whole Foods. On my left is another good farm that produces a lot of vegetables, and I enjoy buying things from this farm. I'm going to stop and go in and see if they have something that would be good to buy. Here we have some winter squash. This is a variety of butternut that they are calling honey nut squash. And then these are delicata squash. You see some potatoes here and some big squash back there. Now I have to decide what I'm going to select. I've selected two delicata squash. They are distinctive because you don't need to peel them. You can eat the skin. Well, ultimately, I couldn't decide between the delicata squash and the kabocha squash, so I bought both. Why not? They're both good food, and they taste very different. So I have quite a haul here today. This is a busy section of this market. This is where they have food that is intended to be eaten right here at the farmers market. People get hungry, and so a lot of delicious options are provided. In this direction, the farmers market has expanded a lot. It didn't used to be this big, but they have more purveyors of fresh fruits, vegetables, etc. And so they've expanded down this way to give room for these new stands. This farmers market has evolved over the years. In the past, there were producers who we got to know, people that we would visit every week to see what they had and buy specifically from our friends. Over time, people have retired and changed. I forgot about this. These folks are producing music. It's an old-time band. What a pleasant surprise. What a pleasant surprise. So we're now on the lowest level of the farmer's market, still on top of the parking garage. This section has a lot of prepared food that one can either eat while enjoying the farmer's market or take home for a to-go option. There's a lot of prepared food, and there's also a bakery here to the left of me that has fresh baked goods. We're coming up on another bakery, and then shortly we will come upon the fishmonger. I have come upon my favorite fishmonger. Now I have to make a choice. I'm definitely going to get some fish. Here we have some options. It's time for black cod. So I'm going to ask for a little bit of help to find a small fillet of black cod for tonight's dinner. I'll do this transaction and get back with you shortly. Well, I bagged some fish. I bought a very special fish that is caught locally here, a fish that I enjoy a lot. Now, those of you who have watched a lot of my videos might know that I mostly eat with a vegan style eating plan. That is, I avoid animal products. However, I don't avoid every animal product all the time. In a previous video, I talked about my Paris rule. That is, if I'm in Paris, I'm going to eat like a Parisian. I don't want to miss out on the fine cuisine of interesting places where we visit. In the day-to-day, I mostly eat vegan fare, but today I bought a small piece of black cod. I haven't decided how I'm going to cook it. I may just saute it on the stovetop. I don't want to add a lot of fat to it, but between now and dinner time, I will figure out how I want to cook this black cod. Again, I've come back to the place where the musicians are performing. They're playing a lot of traditional instruments, traditional in the U.S., mandolin, banjo, guitar, string bass. These are all represented here. And you can hear a violin, which in this context, we would call a fiddle. There's no difference between a violin and a fiddle. It's a matter of context. If you are attending a symphony orchestra concert or a violin recital, we refer to that four-string wooden instrument as a violin. It's typically played with a bow, although you can pluck the strings of a violin. That technique is referred to as pizzicato, that word coming from Italian. If, on the other hand, you're indulging in some music from traditional American music, music from the Appalachians, country music, and music that we just call trad or traditional, then the violin's name is switched to fiddle. So if you ask this fellow playing the instrument with a bow what he is playing, he will very likely tell you he's playing the fiddle. If you examine the fiddle, it is identical to a violin. It's just a matter of usage and context. So that brings me to the end of my visit to the farmer's market. I've purchased some sunchokes, which I did not expect to find here. I purchased a couple of beautiful delicata squash. I will roast them in the oven. And then the kabocha squash is something that I don't eat very often. So I will have to look at recipes for the kabocha. I suspect I will roast it in the oven. In addition to all those fine vegetables, I have a small piece of black cod, which I will prepare for dinner tonight. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.